Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Come on in. Rights to Ricky Sanchez Radio. Joe Giglio, Spike Eskin on Sports Radio 94 WIP. On what has been a great Doug Day here in Philadelphia, Spike, we take a brief pause to talk about the Sixers and Ben Simmons and everything.
No.
Was that?
Joe, no.
No, Ben? No, no Sixers?
We've been thinking about it all day. You know, here we have Doug Peterson Day, a celebration of the first man to bring a Super Bowl to the city of Philadelphia. We're about to talk about the Sixers for an hour.
I mean, that's the name of the show, right? Rights to Ricky Sanchez Radio?
Doug, I mean, Joe, you're not Doug.
I'm not Doug.
Joe, you are Doug's biggest supporter by far.
I love Doug.
When everyone was out on Doug, you were in. Every time that the team fell out of contention at the end of the year, you did a show saying that you weren't going to give up. You were team Doug from the beginning. And I think it's wrong for not only Rights to Ricky Sanchez Radio, but me, the sport of basketball, to get in the way of Joe Giglio doing his Doug Peterson Day show. So what I propose is that we're going to have lots of weeks to talk about the fact that Ben Simmons isn't shooting.
That's for sure.
We're going to have lots of weeks wondering why Joel didn't play last night. Lots of weeks wondering how Shake Milton is the second best player on the team. But tonight, I think you got to do Doug.
It's a Doug night.
I think you got to.
It's a Doug day.
I think you got to do Doug. I mean, what do you think?
Yeah, listen.
I can't do this
all day. You know, it's been Doug Peterson Day here on WIP, and I've been listening, and I couldn't wait to tell everyone what I felt about this, about Doug's tenure, about the 5 years that we have with this coach, and like I'm excited I started at 7, but as you say that, it does feel wrong, Spike. It does mm-hmm. feel. I mean, look. We all know what the Sixers are, and we'll go do a pregame and a postgame later. But we don't always agree on the Sixers stuff in this hour. I agree with you on this. It's time.
Yeah, it's time. Look, did we do Rights to Ricky Sanchez Radio when the league got shut down because of the pandemic? Yes,
it happened.
Are we going to do Rights to Ricky Sanchez Radio in the middle of Doug Peterson Day? Absolutely not.
Once in a while, we need to really figure out what we have to do around here.
What's important? Joe Giglio, the floor is yours.
All right, Spike, I'll talk to you next week. And you know what we have to do tonight? We have to continue Doug Day. It has been a great day on WIP because Doug Peterson deserved this day as the first head coach, the only head coach, to bring the Eagles a championship. And Spike is right that I have been a Doug Peterson supporter really from the beginning. I mean, I, like you, were surprised when the Eagles hired Doug Peterson 5 years ago. It was right around this time of the year. 5 years ago, I didn't expect it. I didn't, you know, that wasn't the guy I was thinking about that they would hire or should hire. But I gave the guy a chance. And the guy wasn't just a good coach. He was a very good coach for the Eagles, a championship coach for the Eagles. And I always thought he got more out of the team than they gave him to work with. I mean, Doug Peterson's Eagles were never, not one time, not once, were Doug Peterson's Eagles a favorite in a playoff game. 6 playoff games, an underdog 6 different times. They won 4 of them, won a championship. And now as we have this Doug Peterson Appreciation Day, and we appreciate what this guy brought to the city, what he brought to this franchise, and really what the Eagles are now looking for in his replacement, it got me thinking about what Doug was, the role he filled for the Eagles, and how it worked, and how for whatever reason, Doug Peterson's personality wasn't just good for the locker room, it was good for the organization. Coming off the Chip Kelly mess, and everyone seemed to kind of hate each other down there, and how he's locked away, and Jeff feels like he doesn't have his football team anymore. The Eagles found something in Doug Peterson. And I thought back today to Jeff Lurie saying they were looking for a coach with emotional intelligence, you know, 5 years ago. And the more I think about that, that line wasn't just about emotional intelligence in the locker room. That line was about what Doug was as a person and how he would deal with Howie Roseman and how he would deal with Jeff Lurie and how he would deal with all of the nonsense that seemingly goes on over there around the Philadelphia Eagles. And as this search continues, I'm going to propose something right now that I really, you know, it's kind of been on my mind since the moment they fired Doug Peterson, because I thought it was a mistake. And we talked last week on why the Eagles would regret firing Doug Peterson. But something's been on my mind, and I want to bring it up tonight, because I do think that, you know, sometimes in life or sports, it's something is over, right? When it's over, it's over. And then sometimes it doesn't actually have to be over. And I'll give you examples in the past. I mean, major names, big franchise, it's happened. But I'll come out and say it right here. The Philadelphia Eagles and Jeffrey Lurie should call up Doug Peterson tomorrow, apologize, and retire him. I'm not kidding. 215-592-9494. As the search goes on, think about the names we've heard so far. Josh McDaniels is the best candidate. Are we kidding? Josh McDaniels, who couldn't hold the Colts job for more than 10 seconds without running away a few years ago? Nick Sirianni, Frank Reich's, you know, mini-me out in Indianapolis? These are the best candidates? These are who, I mean, this is who might be the next coach of the Eagles. Deuce Staley, who is just Doug Peterson's assistant? These are the candidates to be the next Eagles head coach? Look, if you're giving me Lincoln Riley, or you give me someone that has some cachet and like, wow, look who they got, you know, I'll go along with it. But there is no cachet to these hires, these candidates. There's none. And we have seen, I mean, this, what I'm proposing right now has been done before. Go back to Phil Jackson's tenure in Los Angeles with the Lakers. He got fired. He came back. Go back to Billy Martin with the New York Yankees at George Steinbrenner. I mean, he got hired and fired a bunch of times where the owner fired him, regretted it, called him back. They brought him back. Art Schell got fired by Al Davis. They brought him back. Like, this has happened before in pro sports history where a coach is fired, the owner thinks different or realizes they made a mistake, and they bring him back. And as I listened all day today, and I've, you know, we've been talking about this now for, you know, a week and a half since Doug was fired and the Eagles have gone on this search. No one, I mean, I haven't spoken to one person. Not one of you has called my show. I've been listening to Mark Cerise. I listened to, you know, Joe and John. Listen to Angelo. I haven't heard one person say, you know what, I feel great about where this organization is going, and they're going to get this hire right. You know who was a good hire? You know who was a successful coach with the Eagles? Doug Peterson. And as we find out more and more about what's going on here, the dysfunction within the front office, how difficult it probably is to work with Howie and work with Jeff Lurie, the number one, and quite clearly, the Eagles made a mistake, because Doug Peterson was a winning coach and a championship coach here that put up with their nonsense for years. And as I look at the candidates available and the names we have heard about so far, not one of them is so exciting or overwhelming that, like, wow, he's the guy. I think we're talking ourselves into Deuce Staley because we like him, and he's an Eagle, and he's been here for a long time, but, like, his resume isn't sterling. Like, that's not the guy you look at and say, wow, we got to hire him. If he was coaching, you know, on the Rams or he's coaching on the Seahawks, we wouldn't say his name. But he's here, right? And we know Deuce, so we say, oh, I'll give him a shot. But he's not inspiring. Josh McDaniels, please. Come on. Like, his track record speaks to failure more than success anywhere but with Bill Belichick. I mean, Nick Sirianni, interesting, but, I mean, an unknown. Brian Daboll, no, he's not coming. Bieniemy, not coming. Kafka, not coming. Like, the guys that had interesting names, Lincoln Riley, apparently not coming. The guys that had interesting names, they didn't want to come. And I circle back to this. The door is never truly shut. Doug Peterson, report came out today, is going to take the year off. So he's not going to go grab the Texans job. He's not going to become the coordinator of the Seattle Seahawks. He's just sitting home collecting Jeff Lurie's paycheck. The Eagles are already paying Doug Peterson for the next couple years. They have to. Contractually obligated unless somebody else hires him. This search right now, as it stands, is not overwhelming anybody. No one I've talked to feels good about this and where the Eagles are going. Well, guess what? There's a candidate out there that would give us more confidence than any single name we've heard attached to the Eagles so far. His name is Doug Peterson. All this would take, and it might be a lot to ask for a billionaire owner to swallow his pride, all this would take is a phone call from Jeff Lurie to Doug Peterson tomorrow saying, Doug, I may have made a mistake. Would you consider coming back? Have a meeting, have a conversation, let Doug Peterson control his staff the way he wants to control his staff for another year, and see if this thing can get resurrected. Look, the Eagles are looking for a leader of men, a guy that can develop a quarterback, a guy that has been around the NFL, a guy that has had a good offense in the NFL. All those things that they're looking for, they've had it. His name is Doug Peterson. And I'm not trying to sit here and pretend that Doug had a great 2020. He didn't. And there obviously are issues with Carson Wentz that we've been hearing about. It's been kind of, you know, boiling under the surface. The article in the Inquirer on Saturday really brought him full circle again. But look, if Carson Wentz is like Doug Peterson, Carson Wentz could get out. And if he wants to be a pro, he could work with Doug Peterson to try to fix this thing. But as I sit here tonight on a day that we are appreciating Doug Peterson for what he did for the city of Philadelphia, for the Philadelphia Eagles franchise, for bringing that championship home. We're going to hear a lot of great sound from Doug with locker room stuff and the speech after the Super Bowl. I mean, it's like a day of nostalgia for Doug Peterson. But as I sit here tonight, I mean, there's a way to fix this. There is a way for the Philadelphia Eagles and for Jeffrey Lurie to fix the mistake they made about 9 days ago. And all it takes is a phone call. We've seen this before in sports. The Buss family in Los Angeles with Phil Jackson. George Steinbrenner with the Yankees. This Al Davis with the Raiders. You have seen this before where owners have fired somebody, a big name, a championship coach, whatever, called him back and said, hey, I made a mistake. And what's the worst that happens here? Is it they look ridiculous for a day or two? They look ridiculous now. I mean, the Eagles are looked at right now as a job nobody wants. I can tell you someone who wants the job or did want the job and did the job well and embraced this city and embraced what it meant to be the Eagles coach. And his name was Doug Peterson. He played here. He was an assistant here. He head coach here. A championship here. Okay, Doug Peterson did every single thing you could want in someone the Eagles would look at and say, that guy would be a good coach of the Eagles. Call him back. Like, it's time for Jeff Lurie to swallow his pride, get on his phone, call Doug Peterson back and say, hey, Doug, would you consider coming back? And this doesn't have to be a big public thing. We don't have to know about it. If Doug says, Jeff, I moved on, I'm done, we never hear about it. But if Jeff Lurie wants to win as badly as he says he does, and we think he does, then call Doug Peterson back, apologize for making a mistake, and try to get this guy back here. Because as I think about this search, not one name overwhelms me, and everything they're looking for, they had it already. They had a guy who could handle this city. They had a guy who could put together a good offense. They had a guy who could develop a young quarterback. We watched it with Carson Wentz going from North Dakota State to an MVP candidate in 2 years. Okay, so why couldn't he fix Carson Wentz? If Carson Wentz wants to actually work hard and be fixed, why couldn't he develop Jalen Hurts? I'm sure he can. And I wanted to see Doug have that chance. 215-592-9494. Are you on board with this idea? Jeff Lurie should call back Doug Peterson, apologize, let him pick his staff, and give him his job back. They're paying him anyway. Let the guy have his job back because nobody else in this search has made anyone feel good about where the Eagles are going. Like, this ship might be sinking. But you know what I'd rather do? I'd rather go down with the guy that we already know can handle the job, can coach the Eagles, can succeed here, and obviously has the backing of the majority of this fan base. And whoever the next guy is, he's probably not going to check all those boxes. And the Eagles had a known, and they're going for an unknown here. But unlike the mistake they made when they fired Andy Reid, and that was a mistake, that mistake couldn't be undone. You know, sometimes in life you make a mistake and then it's over. Like, you can't fix it. It's just like instantly you can't go back on that. And for the Eagles, with Andy Reid, it was basically instant. The Chiefs hired him in a hot second. It was over. Even if Lurie had second thoughts, what he was going to do? It's over. He got a job already. Doug sitting at home for this next year, not taking a head coaching job, not taking a coordinator job, gives the Eagles a chance at a little redemption here. 215-592-9494. We have a lot planned for Doug Peterson Appreciation Night, Doug Day here on the evening show. We'll have some guests coming up, a lot of sound from Doug. But let's start with this. Would you rehire Doug Peterson if you're Jeff Lurie? 215-592-9494. Are you on board with my idea? Jeff Lurie should call back Doug Peterson right now and rehire him. 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines. Duke is up on WIP. What's up, Duke?
Oh, I love this idea. I'm flying down to Palm Beach. I'm holding a big sign up. Hire Doug back, baby. I love this movement. I want to be a part of it, whatever I can do to help, because I'm 52 years old. I'm a diehard Eagles fan. My father and I, from day one, watching these games, you know, grew up hating Dallas, and he won us a championship. He deserved more than he got. What would you have done at if they told you, Joe, if you were in this spot, you couldn't pick who your coaches were.
I would have, Duke, I would have done the same thing Doug did. I would have said enough is enough and I'm out. I would have done the same thing.
I'll tell you what, I don't think people truly appreciate that Doug was showing emotional intelligence. He let Howie and Jeffrey have too much interference in the locker room. My beef with Lurie goes back to when we picked up Dallas running back and he's sitting on the plane with him. And I didn't like Chump Kelly, but you still never let a player undermine your head coach.
Duke, I agree with that. I agree with that, and it was ridiculous then. Lurie's made mistakes here, and Duke, there's a way to fix it. Rehire Doug.
Oh, I'll tell you what, I have not been upbeat about this whole thing, and it's not that I don't love Deuce Staley. I mean, I love him. He's us. But Doug is a proven winner. He's got the ring. Every box, like all the things you're saying, makes sense. And I'm going to add one more point about the quarterback thing, not to get off it, but Doug was handling with kid gloves. Any other coach with his job on the line would have sat Wentz a couple games earlier. It goes back to remember the Washington game when Nick Foles a few years back got body slammed. Jason Peters went and fought for him. Well, when cursed on Seattle, landed on Wentz, and it was a dirty shot. Peters didn't stick up for him. The locker room doesn't like Wentz. No matter what they say, they don't like him. I just want your thoughts on that.
Duke, I agree. There's something off, and it's been off for a while. Duke, I appreciate your phone call. And you know what? The Eagles have made a mistake. They made a mistake firing Doug Peterson. They've made a mistake here, seemingly, choosing Carson Wentz over Doug. But the mistake can be fixed. That's the point of tonight. It's the point that Jeff Lurie should be focused on. I know they're still doing interviews. Dennis Allen, Nick Sirianni, the McDaniels rumors are out there and have been out there for days and days now. But nobody's been hired yet. And Doug is reportedly taking the year off. Doug, the best candidate for the Eagles head coaching job is sitting over in his house somewhere in New Jersey. Call him up. Like right now, if you knew nothing else about this situation, if I kind of just wiped your memory and told you, these are the candidates, and I added Doug's name back into it, who would instantly be the best candidate? Instantly. Like within seconds, it'd be Doug Peterson. And all this takes is a phone call from the owner. Like, and I know this is difficult sometimes for people that are successful to admit when they're wrong. I think we all need to admit when we're wrong more. I'll do it. When I'm wrong, I'm wrong. Whatever. We all are wrong. But if you could fix it, and put your franchise in a better position, that's your job. So tonight I'm calling for the Eagles to rehire Doug Peterson. We start Doug Peterson Appreciation Day on this. 215-592-9494. Would you do it? Would you rehire Doug Peterson, the coach that was unceremoniously fired 3 years? 3 years after winning a Super Bowl, the first Super Bowl in Philadelphia Eagles history. It was ridiculous they fired him. They haven't found a candidate that makes any sense so far. They're talking themselves into these guys. The best candidate is sitting over in his house. Go call him back up. Bring Doug back. Corey's in the Northeast. What's up, Corey?
What's up, guy? How you doing, man?
Corey, what are you thinking, man?
Rehire Doug Peterson. He won us the Super Bowl, man. Rehire Doug Peterson, man.
Bring him back, Corey.
I was the only guy when I was a kid that had a Doug Peterson jersey for the Eagles, man, in Delaware Valley when I was a kid, man. Well, we used to go to the carnival at the Eagles carnival at the Vet.
Yeah.
I love Doug Peterson, man. I was glad we got him, man. He's a proven winner, man. Bring him back, man.
Corey, bring him back. And you could keep the jersey. That's the best part. Corey, I appreciate the phone call. How about that guy had a Doug Peterson jersey? I wanted to get one when they hired Doug, and I could never find one.
Like he wasn't here very long.
No, but I mean, you know those jerseys are out there. You probably, if I wanted to overpay for one somewhere on eBay, or you know,
surprised Mitchell and Ness never came out with like throwback Doug Peterson jerseys.
Especially around the time of the Super Bowl. I mean, people would have bought those things up. 215-592-9494. We'll come back. One of my favorite speeches, locker room speeches from Doug Peterson over his time here. We'll get to those. Play a lot of Doug sound tonight. Your chance. Let's pretend, you know what we're going to do tonight? We're going to pretend there's two people listening to the show tonight with us. It's me, it's you, it's Tucker, and two people. One is Doug Peterson. What do you want to say to Doug? Your chance to show appreciation to Doug Peterson. Who knows? Maybe he is listening. And the other person listening tonight, his name is Jeffrey Lurie. And my message to Jeff Lurie is this. Jeff, right the wrong. Call back Doug. Rehire Doug Peterson. The best candidate for this job, it's Doug Peterson. Not any of these other names we've heard so far. Would you do it? Would you call Doug back if you're Jeff Lurie and rehire him. 215-592-9494. That is how you get aboard on a Doug Day on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Welcome back, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Beckley behind the glass on a Doug Day on Sports Radio 94 WIP. We pay homage, we tribute appreciation for Doug Peterson, the first, the only Eagles coach to bring a Super Bowl here to Philadelphia. And quite frankly, based on where this organization is going, the front office, the owner, I don't know when the next one is coming. So we should appreciate Doug today, tomorrow, the next day. But you know what? Let's not leave it at the past. Because as we look forward here, what I believe should happen next is Jeff Lurie should call back Doug Peterson, apologize, and offer the guy his job back. There's not one candidate out there that really is a slam dunk. Let's just be real about who these guys are. They're unknowns, or they're guys that have failed before, or they're nobodies. I mean, that's what the Eagles have cast or die in terms of this search. The best candidate for the job is still Doug Peterson. This has happened before in sports history, whether it be Billy Martin with the Yankees, Phil Jackson with the Lakers, Art Shell with the Raiders. You know, guys have gotten fired, and then they've come back, same owner, same franchise. This can happen. Jeff Fleury should call back Doug Peterson and rehire him. Agree, disagree. 215-592-9494. And if you want to pay a little tribute to Doug, your message to him, that is welcome as well. Now, before we go to the phone lines here, I just want to play this, because I was listening to a lot of Doug sound today, and it's kind of reminiscing about a guy that really deserves an appreciation day like this. And I was listening back to some of the post-game locker room stuff, which we didn't get a lot of this year from the Eagles, because, you know, Doug Peterson, post-game stuff in the locker room, you didn't get much because they didn't win many games. The Eagles used to put a lot of these out after wins. The one I want to play right now, after the Rams game, in 2018, the Rams game, Eagles go out there. They are big underdogs in the game. Obviously, Nick Foles' first start, you know, back in after Carson Wentz goes out against Dallas. Gigantic underdogs against the Los Angeles Rams. You know, I think it was like a 13-point spread. They go out there on a Sunday night. They win the game. It kind of gets their... You know, it gets them back in it. It gives them a chance again to rally and to get to the playoffs. Doug Peterson, after the game against the Los Angeles Rams, here's how it sounded in the locker room. Proud of him. That's a leader right there. And that was the emotional intelligence they're going to miss now. 215-592-9494. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. Would you bring Doug Peterson back? I say the Eagles should rehire Doug over any of these candidates. Gene is up on WIP. What's up, Gene?
No way I would bring Doug back. I think we have rose-colored glasses. Andy Reid, you said you couldn't bring back, and part of the reason is because he was a good coach and he got hired. Doug hasn't been successful as of late, last couple of years, and with that, that's why he's still available. The rest of the NFL doesn't want to hire him.
Last couple of years? Gene, they made the playoffs 3 years in a row before this one.
Well, the year, not this year, but last year before. He struggled. They barely got in. It was because of a weak division that they made it in. The other thing, too, if you listen, and I've listened to it all day, is the Philly special. It wasn't even him that called it. It was Nick Foles.
And what does that mean?
Nick Foles came over there in the audio and says, do you want to run the play?
Yeah.
And he just agreed. And
so what about the other 34 points they scored in the game? Was that Nick Foles calling the plays?
It was a very good time. And actually, it's amazing to me because – I think Carson and Doug are both in the same situation. They've lost it. They've lost their track. They went away from it. And Doug, even the running of the ball, when they played the Cowboys game, success in the first quarter and then doesn't run the ball again. Great man, actually a person that I would love to sit down and have a beer with, but coaching-wise, not bringing it in anymore.
You don't want to rehire Doug.
No, do not rehire Doug.
All right, Gene. Appreciate the phone call. Yeah, you know, we got to stop with that Philly special thing. I hear that a lot. That, well, he didn't call the play, blah, blah, blah. Oh, cool. Like, they put up 41 points on a Bill Belichick defense in the Super Bowl. I actually give the guy credit because I think as a coach, as a play caller, there's an ego attached. And, like, the ego attached to Doug Peterson was never really there. He didn't have one. Because that's the kind of thing where if you have an ego as a play caller and a coach, you might say, no, I've got the play for us. He took the, you know, Nick Foles had an idea. One, they practiced, not that much, but they practiced enough that it was in the playbook. And Doug said, yeah, let's do it. Like, that's the kind of faith you have in your players that this is part of why this guy was a good coach. I almost think we've gone too far to the other side of the spectrum in downplaying what this guy did. I mean, you realize the Eagles had 6 playoff games with Doug Peterson here. You know how many they were favored in, Tucker? How many of the 6 games?
The underdogs?
They were favored in 0.
That sounds about right.
Like, he won 4 of them. I mean,
he played all of them with a backup quarterback.
Yes. Like, there's a lot of coaches in the NFL. I mean, Sean Payton is a great example. I mean, he loses playoff game after playoff game as a favorite. I mean, it's a yearly thing with the New Orleans Saints. They lost on Sunday. They lost last year. Like, every year they lose. I mean, they're favorite all the time. They're always the favorites. Doug Peterson's teams were not. I think part of it is we have overrated the talent here for a few years, post-Super Bowl year, and expected a lot when really just getting to the playoffs 2 years in a row, considering the injuries they had and the up-and-down quarterback play they had, that was an achievement just in itself.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to stick my neck out for a coach that just won four games. I'm not going to advocate for the Eagles to rehire
that would be
Doug
me.
Peterson like some people on this station, but I also think just the complete downplaying of everything great he did the first 3 or 4 years he was here is insane. Like, I get it. People are probably upset. The Eagles did struggle. Doug Peterson was kind of tired. His whole shtick of the dopey dad and, you know, his press conferences kind of left a lot to be desired. But, I mean, the idea that he didn't call the Philly special, so his offense wasn't really his offense, that's so silly to me. Like, someone had to put it in the game plan. Someone had to give the okay.
Yeah, like, why'd they practice it? Because Doug Peterson told them to practice it.
Yeah, like, did Nick Foles call the entire game? Did Nick Foles put together the game plan and without Doug Peterson's consent? Like, it's silly to me.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure it was one of, like, four plays, and Nick Foles said, hey, want to try? And he said, sure.
Let's do it. Yeah, let's do it.
It's not like he said no, and then Nick Foles did it anyway.
You know, that did not happen. 215-592-9494. I want to bring back Doug Peterson, rehire him. Jeffrey Lurie should call Doug, apologize, let him pick his staff, and put this thing back together, because the Eagles have been, before this past season, when things went really bad, they've been a picture of stability. And now the more we hear about this franchise, you realize there's not much stability. Like, it is borderline miraculous that the Eagles were able to look, at least on the field, like they were competent for the past couple seasons, when we know up top they were not. And I give Doug Peterson more credit for that than I do play calling. Like, he kept this thing together. And that can't be easy when you have a meddling owner and a general manager like Roseman. They're not going to find a coach that could do all these things Doug did, especially of the candidate pool we've heard about. 215-592-9494. Let's talk to who we got here. Mike at Chestnut Hill. What's up, Mike?
Joe. There's no going back.
Why?
It's kind of like that mauve jacket you wore at an Eagle postgame a little while back. You got to upgrade and move on. I mean, he will always be beloved, and he is a very good coach. And I was really hoping that he would create something prolific here with Carson, but it just wasn't the case. I mean, you know, emotional intelligence is one thing, but actual design, exposing mismatches, he has all the talent. I mean, you know, he didn't do anything with Sanders and Scott out of the backfield, running three tight end sets, run game, having Carson on a rolling platform. So, you know, at this point where we are, you know, hopefully, you know, Jeff's under a lot of pressure. I mean, like, hopefully he won't cave and go deuce unless, you know, we get an exceptional defensive and offensive coordinator. And, you know, you and I have talked about, you know, how much we dislike Schwartz. But really where we are is if Josh McDaniel has the drive and ambition to chip away those six rings, then you bring him in, period. End of story.
Well, I want nothing to do with Josh McDaniels, Mike. Well, I think it's a disaster waiting to happen.
Well, you know, again, I think that there's just a lot of things. Carson Wentz is the franchise quarterback. Jalen Hurts is a nice kid. He's a nice quarterback, but he's not a franchise quarterback.
Yeah, Mike, I disagree. We disagree on the Wentz thing. I think Wentz is closer to being out of the league in 2 years than a franchise quarterback.
You're crazy.
This year he was historically bad. I mean, historically.
Well, let's talk about historically. Historically, for 13 out of 14 weeks, a new offensive line? Seriously.
That doesn't excuse it, Mike. From a clean pocket,
Carson
he was abysmal.
Wentz is the best quarterback in the last 50 years in this town. Period. End of story.
Mike, he doesn't hold a candle to Donovan. Not even a candle.
Come on, McMope. Are you kidding me?
Mike, he's not. Mike, you get back to me. We'll talk. Mike, you get back to me when he wins a playoff game, just one, because Donovan won a lot.
He won a lot.
Yeah, he's not in the same league. I mean, Mike, I appreciate your call and your opinion. I mean, Carson Wentz isn't in Donovan McNabb's league. Not just like close. He's not in his league. And that's the other part about Doug. Like, he's never had a great quarterback here. He's never had an elite quarterback. Carson showed glimpses of it for 10 minutes in 2017, but he's never gotten a chance to work with an elite quarterback. And I don't know if Jalen Hurts can be that. I think he could be a good one. but he never had that chance. 215-592-9494. I think the Eagles should rehire Doug Peterson. Like, on a day we're appreciating Doug, and a day we're talking about the job Doug did here and winning a championship and bringing this town a Super Bowl despite all the injuries that year, there is a way to fix this thing, and it's to rehire the guy. He's still available. He's sitting at home cashing Jeff Lurie's checks. None of these guys they've interviewed inspires any confidence in me. So call Doug back, pull a George Steinbrenner, Billy Martin, or the Buss family and Phil Jackson, or Al Davis and Art Shell. Call him back and say, hey, Doug, I made a mistake. Let's talk. Let's see if we can iron the problems out here and bring you back to the job that you should still have. Let's talk to Ben, who is in North Philly. What's up, Ben?
Yeah, this is Ben, yes.
What's up, Ben?
Yeah, I think you should hire Doug Peterson and get rid of Howie Roseman and get rid of Carson Wentz and just hire Jalen Hurts and, rehire Doug Peterson.
Ben, you're thinking straight here, man. Get rid of Carson, bring back Doug, and let's get this thing rolling again.
Yeah, exactly right. That's what should be done. And I want Doug to come back because I really missed Doug and he's able to answer the questions that they ask, you know. Yeah, I'm going to do better. You know, that don't help at all. Unless you really can say how to move it.
Well, I miss Doug too, Ben. And Ben, I appreciate your phone call. See, like, Ben gets it. He misses Doug. He wants him back here. Look, my guess is Jeff Lurie doesn't have the guts to do this. And I think most owners, I would imagine, just like in anything else in life, right? You make a big decision. I mean, team owners are just like you and I. They have more money in their pockets than us, but they're just like us, right? Whenever I've made a big decision in life, or you have, or anyone, we probably have a moment where like, whew, that was a big deal, and hopefully I made the right decision. We probably all have a moment, especially when it comes to a job or it comes to a big, big expense, or maybe if you're in a position where you hire and fire people, and you're some sort of manager, you've probably had those feelings too. Like, did I do the right thing on that? Well, often you don't go back on it because, well, that's the decision you made. But there's no rule on this. Like, there's no rule that in the NFL you fire someone and you can't rehire them. Like, whatever. Just call them back. Now, it would be different if Doug Peterson was hired, yesterday or the day before, and he was the Texans coach or he took a coordinator job. He didn't. And according to a story this morning, he's going to take a year off. So if Doug's going to take a year off and I'm choosing between Doug Peterson or Josh McDaniels and this field here, it's an easy one for me. Rehire Doug, 215-592-9494. It is a Doug day. We will come back all your phone calls. Would you bring Doug Peterson back? Would you rather have Doug or the field of candidates? It's easy for me. Bring back Doug. I believe Jeff Lurie should call Doug Peterson, apologize, let him pick his staff, and bring back the Eagles head coach. Put him where he belongs, back on the sidelines for the Eagles. We'll continue with your phone calls coming up. A lot to get into the rest of the show. A little Sixers pregame on a Trust the Pregame as well. 215-592-9494 at Sports Radio 94 WIP. Welcome back, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Bagley behind the glass. You guys with us. 215-592-9494 on a Doug day here in Philadelphia. We also have a basketball game tonight. A Trust the Pregame is delivered to you by PGW. PGW delivering safe, reliable energy to Philadelphia for more than 180 years. PGW, energy for all of us. Visit pgworks.com for details. So we get a big game tonight. Unfortunately, it doesn't really have a big game feel because of what's been going on basketball-wise with the Sixers, with the rest of the league. It is the Celtics and the Sixers tonight. The first matchup we've seen of these teams this season, and it's here in Philadelphia. And look, we do get Embiid back tonight, which is important. And significant for the Sixers. He missed the road trip over the weekend. The Sixers didn't have to play their second game because of contact tracing and COVID issues. I mean, following the NBA right now and trying to keep track of the day-to-day schedule is dizzying with what's going on right now. So no Tatum for the Celtics. Embiid back. Sixers off a night where they didn't play. No Seth Curry tonight, though. It sounded like he was close to playing, but conditioning-wise, just not going to play tonight. So we'll see what happens. Does Ben Simmons actually take a shot tonight? Does it hit the rim? I mean, that three-point shot he attempted on Saturday. I know the NFL playoffs and the Eagles coaching search has taken up most of our conversation and most of our energy since Saturday night into Sunday, into Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and now Doug Day. That was one of the worst shots you'll see a professional basketball player ever take. I mean, that was embarrassing. Tucker, that was like, people always say just shoot whatever, at least you're trying. Made me feel like he shouldn't shoot. Like, that was that
Yeah,
bad.
I mean, it's almost good that people aren't talking about it, because I think Ben Simmons is easily embarrassed.
He should be.
And he should be after that. But I think the big thing with him is always he doesn't shoot because he doesn't want people making a big deal, right? Like, you could see when he made that shot against the Chinese team in the preseason a couple years ago.
Yes.
And, like, he got a standing ovation, and Joel Embiid jumped around like they had just won the Eastern Conference.
That was nauseating,
by the way. Embarrassed. Like, his face turned red. He didn't like that big moment. I think something like that, like, you don't want to pretend. Like, I'm sure you do it with your kids. Like, your kids do something, and you want to not make it a big deal so they think it's normal. Kind of have to do that here. Like, don't spook him. Maybe he'll do it again.
He's a max contract player in the NBA. Goodness gracious. What I'm watching for tonight, of course, in this game, is sponsored by Xfinity, the fast internet in Philadelphia, and the sponsor of Xfinity X1 Lounge. A little revenge tonight, hopefully, against the Celtics, who we know unceremoniously swept the Sixers right out of the postseason last year. Let's go to Basketball Will in Brookhaven. What's up, Will?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, Will. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I mean, of course, the Sixers, first of all. It's just like, the last game they played, when they, I guess they lost to Memphis, when it was a winnable game, obviously. It's like, Embiid, you know, didn't play, and it's like all these turnovers, and Ben Simmons not, you know, stepping up since Embiid's absence. Like, who do we go to when he's not in the game? I mean, I know Tobias Harris, you know, he's a max player, but it's like, when we need Simmons to step up too, and he's creating turnovers, and I don't know, man, it's just, I'm at a point where, you know, all right, well, I may want Bradley Beal if we can get him, or Zach LaVine.
Well, I would too, especially Beal. I mean, it is.
Yeah,
it's it's a problem because it just feels like he's the same player on offense. It hasn't gotten any better, and until it does, it feels like these games are Groundhog Day. Like, we hope something is going to change, but it's not.
Yeah, I don't see it changing either. Like, he is what he is, and it's like his points are actually going down because he actually scored more with Brett Brown. And his type of offense, I guess, I mean, he was averaging, you know, some nights like 20, 25. He had a 30-point game a couple times.
Yeah, he did, against the Nets a couple times. A little more up-tempo, I think. And Will, I appreciate it, man. Yeah, there was just more possessions, a little more up-tempo for Bennegut in the half court. I'll tell you what, I watched James Harden play for the Nets on Monday night against the Bucks.
Is he still fat?
Yeah, no, he's not fat anymore. He just dropped 32, I think it was, almost a triple-double like it was nothing. Yeah, he'd be nice to have here, but the Sixers went a different direction. Sixers-Celtics tonight, big game over at Wells Fargo Center. 215-592-9494. Doug Day here in Philadelphia, and here's what I'm proposing. Jeff Fleury should call back Doug Peterson, apologize, offer him his job back, because Doug Peterson is a better coach than any of the guys available right now. The Eagles made a mistake, and there is a way to right this wrong. Just call him back. Say, I'm sorry, you could pick your staff, bring Doug Peterson back. Let's talk to Don, who's over in New Jersey. Hey, Don.
Joe, I just want to say, I thank Doug for what he did. But if you'll allow me, you seem like you don't give a lot of the Carson lovers the amount of time. Kind of cut them short because you hate Carson so much.
I don't hate Carson, Don.
Hate him.
No, I don't.
Okay, let me just say what I'd like to say.
Go ahead.
And
go ahead.
Hopefully you won't cut me off. Doug Peterson didn't get a job this year because nobody wanted him. Okay, Mike McCarthy won a Super Bowl. He got exposed this year. John Gruden, the list goes on and on. Okay, Carson Wentz got the Eagles to the playoffs last year by himself.
Well, that's obviously not true.
You dismiss that because you refuse to give him any credit.
No, Don, let's have a conversation. That's not true.
Sure,
I gave him plenty of credit for the way he played down the stretch last year, but to say not begrudgingly. I'll give him credit when he plays well. To say he did it by himself is false. I mean, that's just false.
Playing with nobody. Okay.
Don, before you go on, you realize, like, I would say off the top of my head, maybe a quarter, and in some games, half of those passing yards he had were on screen passes. You realize that, right?
Right. Of course.
It was the right way to run the offense, but like to give credit to a guy to run screen passes.
Okay, he played great in the Green Bay game. He played great in the Buffalo game.
He completed 15 passes in Green Bay.
Four games.
He completed 15 passes.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't want Josh in here because when Carson turns it around next year, that's your worst nightmare. That's your worst nightmare.
Don, I want the Eagles to win games. That's all. Like
not with Carson, you don't.
Don. Don.
Look, the LTBB club won. We won, Joe.
Don, your quarterback sucks.
He's coming back, Joe.
Don, listen
to me. Coming back, Joe.
That's
you
fine.
Lost.
No, listen. I didn't
we
lose.
Show
Don,
the
I
door.
Didn't lose
we show
anything.
Nick the door. He's gone. He's a fraud.
Yeah, Don.
And Buck's going to be a fraud,
your quarterback
too.
Won three games this year and
he
got benched.
He was terrible this year. He was terrible.
So, like,
I
who's saying
that,
they won? Like, what kind
do
of
you
like?
You want to get rid of Carson after one bad year, but not Doug.
Because wait a second, Don. You like
answer
wait,
that, Joe.
I will.
Answer that, Joe.
Don, it's pretty simple. Like, I think this is simple logic that even you can get. Would you agree?
You're getting mad because
no, Don,
I'm
not.
About
I'm
what?
Not mad because this
I
is.
I guess I'm going to get cut off now too. Go ahead.
We'll do this all night. We'll just cut off all the commercials. You and I, Don. Here's the deal. Let me ask
Joe,
you.
Joe, bring it on.
Don,
come
let me.
On.
Don, let me. Don,
I'm waiting for you.
Okay, listen. Either you're going to shut up and let me talk, or you get cut off. Like, shut up and let me talk for a second.
Go ahead.
Okay. Would you agree with this? That in pro sports, players, as they age or have injuries, physically decline. Would you agree?
Not at 28 years old.
No. Answer the question. Would you agree?
No.
So you don't agree that players, as they age or have injuries, physically decline. You don't agree with that?
At 28 years old?
You're not.
No,
you're, no, it's not about Carson Wentz. Would you agree with the premise?
With the premise, yeah, but not Tom Brady. He's 43, no, but okay.
The premise is players, as they age or have injuries,
right,
they physically decline. Would you agree that coaches? Would you agree that coaches can coach for years, 20, 30 years? To compare apples to apples,
Doug,
like
okay.
no, wait,
can
I'm,
I talk now?
Wait a second. I'm trying to finish the point.
Okay.
You said how and why would you want to get rid of a player after one bad year versus a coach after one bad year? And I'm trying to explain to you in very simple terms how these two things aren't the same. Players physically decline. Coaches do not. Do you get it?
Can I talk now?
Yes.
Okay.
So you get it.
Carson Wentz had a terrible year. He was not seeing.
Agreed.
Field.
Agreed.
That has nothing to do with injuries. Okay. He was getting crushed by 14 different offensive linemen.
Well, because he holds the
year.
Ball too much because he
Joe,
can't get out of
Joe,
the way.
He
anymore.
Had a bad year. Okay.
Yes.
I'm not an apologist. He had a bad year.
Oh, I agree.
But Doug, okay, is a buffoon. The man cannot call plays. He can't scheme players to get them open. He's calling fades for Jalen Reagor.
Yeah, man,
Don,
I saw a lot of open. I saw a whole lot of open receivers that Carson Wentz looked at and didn't throw the ball to for some reason. I mean, I don't know.
He had a bad year, Joe. Joe, he had a bad year. But you know what?
Don, I agree.
You want to get rid of him, but you want to keep Doug.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
And that's... Look, when he comes back next year, okay, and he has a competent head coach that can scheme to get receivers open,
yep.
You, my friend, are going to want to just hide under your bed because
now
it's
listen,
over for you, brother.
Listen, Don, no, it's not over
it's
for
over.
Me. I'll be here every night. If Carlson's good or not, like, it doesn't matter to me. Like, it's better if he's
but
good.
You don't want that. You don't want that.
Don, you know what
you
I want?
You want him gone.
I want the Eagles to win games.
The LTBB won, and you lost.
Don,
you remember that.
Your quarterback is the 34th ranked quarterback in the NFL. That's losing quarterback. Like, you realize that. Like, I didn't lose anything. I didn't lose anything. Carson Wentz went bad. That's obviously what happened. I tried to tell you it was going to happen. You didn't want to listen. And so that's what happened. But as far as, Doug Peterson's not a bad football coach. In fact, he's a good one. He's one I would bring back immediately if I could. And Jeff Lurie, he should place the phone call. Bring Doug back. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. Yeah, the LTBB members are welcome all night long.
They're infiltrating the Sixers pregame show.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. We'll get back your phone calls and welcome aboard Ross Tucker as well. His thoughts on Doug Peterson, the tenure he had, and his future and the Eagles' future with his coach. All coming up at the 7 o'clock hour on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.